Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets here this morning at KTIC. And, you know, we were going along nice and fine until yesterday, Roy. You know, I thought we were going to hold on to these grain markets pretty good. And then the Thursday day session happened. What happened yesterday?
Well, you know, it looked to me like they're just starting to focus on that crop report that's coming out the middle of next week. You're right. You know, we had a nice little rebound there for a few days, and at least in the case of soybeans, maybe got just a little bit overbought in the futures market, and boy, they sure took a chunk off of it yesterday. And so, you know, I guess my response to that is that probably the cause of that is the market starting to focus, or the trade starting to focus on what's going to be on that report next week, and they're anticipating the report to be a little bit bearish, and so we got the markets pulling down pretty hard yesterday.
Yeah, I've seen a few estimates on the planning intentions report that comes out on Wednesday morning, and you know, a lot of the private firms are looking for more corn, more bean, and less wheat acres, aren't they?
They are, and you know, that'll probably happen if the weather stays anywhere decent. But we got a long ways to go before we get this weather warm enough and dry enough that farmers are going to be ready to start planting. I guess my thinking is that we're probably already behind schedule a little bit, and so we could have some pretty interesting times here about the time we normally start planting, which is close to a month off yet.
But in the far south, southern plains, it won't be too long, and planters will be rolling in Texas and in those areas, huh?
Well, normally in Texas, Louisiana, and the far south there are probably already planting, and I mean, down there they try to get the corn crop in the ground the first part of March, so it's a little different down there. But then the total number of acres that they grow in that part of the world are not all that great.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about this market. You know, like you say, the report's coming out, and the fact that we are going to have a little bit of time to watch the market between the prospective plantings report and when we actually put corn in the ground.
Well, traditionally I look at anywhere from March 15th to about May 15th to 20th to be making sales on old crop and new crop both. And unfortunately, we had the opportunity last week, and it wasn't really very much of a rally, but it was a few pennies in the corn and wheat, or corn and soybeans both. So I'd say my feeling is that we have some orders in and try to make some sales on days when there's strength in the market, and just keep moving that old crop grain and just keep forward pricing the new crop at least at these price levels now. And if the price goes down, at least for corn, won't take very much more down to we're going to be below the cost of production. So that'll be a factor that farmers need to figure in also.
Yeah, you mentioned some of the new crop sales, and we haven't spent a whole lot of time on that over the last couple of weeks. Just kind of expand on that a little bit. Are there some opportunities to get some new crop grain marketed now?
Well, we still got new crop November soybeans well over $9. Last year I started selling new crop November futures at $8.80 and then again at $9.30, and we can still make sales in that area. So, you know, I'd say take a look at that, and if it looks good to you, let's try to get some of that done before the crop report comes out next week, and maybe a 10% or 20% of your crop, and then see what the crop report says, because it really is getting to be selling time now.
All right. For folks that would like to get more information from you, there are several ways to do that, Roy.
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
Well, very good, sir. Thanks for the information. How about you and your operation? You got everything greased up and ready to go for when conditions are ready?
Well, we still got some snow on the ground here, a little bit in places, and the fields are awfully soft. So I'm not chomping at the bit all that much yet, but next week's supposed to be warm, so we'll probably be working on the planter and getting the tractors ready sometime towards the end of next week.
How about grain movement? What have you heard about that over the last week?
You know, I'm really surprised that the grain hasn't moved as fast as I thought it was going to. I got my own grain moved that I wanted to get moved, and Probably do a little bit more of that before we start planning, but I've been surprised that the elevators here, you've just been able to load a truck up and go dump it, and I know the terminals are busier than that, but these country elevators, they seem to have the ability to take about whatever you want to haul.
Interesting conversation. Appreciate the info. We'll talk next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.